Hello, quick heads up before we get into the story of the Amityville horrors. We are going to be talking about murders, so any sensitive viewers, leave now. I'm giving you a chance. Let's get into it. There's just a little bit of setup, I think, and let's get into it. Just the mention of Amityville, New York can send chills down your spine. After all, one of its iconic Dutch colonial houses made Time's top 10 list of places, haunted places, thanks to the notorious Amityville murders. This is almost entirely due to the 1977 book and later movie franchise, The Amityville Horror. Though despite the book's claim that it recalls the true story of the hauntings within its walls, there's evidence that the residents of 112 Ocean Avenue, George and Kathy Lutz, fabricated the story that became an urban legend. What wasn't fabricated, however, were the unimaginable murders that occurred in that home before the Lutz's occupancy. In the early morning hours of November 13th, 1974, six members of the Defoe family were slain in their beds with a 35 caliber rifle. 23-year-old Ronald Butch DeFeo Jr., the eldest child, confessed to murdering his entire family in cold blood. Dead were parents Louise and Ronald DeFoe Sr. and his siblings 18-year-old Don, 13-year-old Allison, 12-year-old Mark, and 9-year-old John Matthew. The gruesome Amityville murders are regarded as a catalyst for the spirits haunting 112 Ocean Avenue. However, some argue that the Defoe family were also victims of the house. So, did an evil presence already reside at the house before the Amityville murders and force the young man to kill his entire family? What we do know is that Ronald DeFoe Jr.'s childhood was monetarily very comfortable, but not content. His father was a domineering and abusive man, and his mother seemed to fade away in the background under his overbearing personality. From that, Ronald DeFoe Jr. grew increasingly troubled into young adulthood. He began to rely on drugs and alcohol to cope. He lashed out physically and even threatened his father with a gun. Defoe's parents hoped that a weekly stipend and gifts would appease their troublesome son. By age 18, Ronald technically held a job at the family-owned auto dealership, but rarely bothered to show up. So on that day in 1974, it wasn't unusual that Defoe decided to leave work at noon out of boredom. He met his friends at a bar, constantly calling his house to no answer and complaining about it to anyone who would listen. He eventually left. The next time anyone saw Ronnie, the entire town of Amityville would be changed forever. According to the book American Mass Murders by Valerie Plaza, Defoe re-entered the bar around 6:30 a.m. yelling, "You've got to help me! I think my mother and father are shot!" Some patrons followed him back to the house on Ocean Avenue and became witness to the horrifying scene within. All six bodies were placed in their beds, positioned on their stomachs. The victims appeared to be shot with a high-powered rifle around 3:15 a.m. However, there were some things that don't quite add up. There were no signs of struggle present or on the bodies, or evidence that they were drugged. No neighbors who were awake reported hearing any gunshots. Only the Defoe's family dog barking into the night. Upon a police investigation, Ronald Defoe's alibi of being at work and then the bar began to crumble. As the police noted, the family would have been dead before 6 a.m., Defoe frantically changed his story and he would several more times throughout the Amityville murders investigation. At one point, he claimed that the mob hitman, Luis Fellini, killed his family and made Defoe watch. But Fellini had a solid out-of-state alibi, and soon Defoe confessed to police what was assumed to be the truth. He murdered his family by himself. Defoe stood trial on October 14, 1975. His attorney, William Weber, mounted an insanity plea, stating that the defendant heard voices that told him to kill his family. However, the prosecution argued that while the drug-abusing Defoe was indeed troubled, he knew what he was doing when he committed the Amityville murders. A jury convicted him on six counts of second-degree murder and sentenced him to six concurrent sentences of 25 years to life. In a later version of Ronald Defoe Jr.'s changed story, he alleges that his sister Dawn killed their father and then their distraught mother killed all the siblings. In this scenario, Defoe only killed his mother. Then, in another telling by Defoe in 1990, he has Dawn shooting all the Defoes before he himself kills Dawn. There are yet other theories that place a second shooter in the house. Though the stories of the Amityville house being haunted are subject to debate, there's very little doubt that Ronald Defoe Jr. was present for the mass murder of his family in the home. But the question still lingers, is the Amityville house really haunted? Ronald Defoe Jr.'s attorney, William Weber, was more convinced in the lore than you may expect. He claims that George and Kathy Lutz, the home's next occupants for only 28 days, approached him with an idea for a book and said, "We created this horror story over many bottles of wine. It's a hoax." It is a hoax. Weber has since brought a lawsuit against the Lutzes for taking the story, the haunting, to another publishing partner. He demanded a share of the profits of a cool $60 million. Eventually, they settled out of court for $2,500 plus $15,000 for his services connected with the book and subsequent movie. Whether you choose to believe the Amityville house is haunted or not, some interesting information is still out there. One of their sons, Daniel Lutz, claims that he was possessed by a spirit much like Regan McNeil in The Exorcist. Their other son, Christopher, vehemently insists that he did have run-ins with the paranormal, including the time he saw a presence as definite as a shadow in the shape of a man that moved toward him and then dissipated. Interestingly enough, both George and Kathy Lutz took a lie detector test about their story and passed. And that is the story of the Amityville murders. How do you murder six people in one night with a 35 caliber rifle? That is a hunting rifle. That is not a quiet gun. And nobody wakes up and the neighbors don't hear anything except their dog barking. How does that not raise any suspicion that they didn't hear anything? Was there something really in that Amityville house that night? Was there something convincing Ronald Butch DeFeo Jr. to murder his entire family? Or was it a lie?